The other Greek cities followed her example, with the exception of tiny Plataea, which sent 1,000 men. On the 12th of September of the year 490, Miltiades, the Athenian commander, threw this little army against the hordes of the Persians. The Greeks broke through the Persian barrage of arrows, and their spears caused terrible havoc among the disorganized Asiatic troops, who had never been called upon to resist such an enemy. That night the people of Athens watched the sky grow red with the flame of burning ships. Anxiously they waited for news. At last a little cloud of dust appeared upon the road that led to the north. It was Pheidippides, the runner. He stumbled and gasped, for his end was near. Only a few days before had he returned from his errand to Sparta. He had hastened to join Miltiades. That morning he had taken part in the attack, and later he had volunteered to carry the news of victory to his beloved city. The people saw him fall, and they rushed forward to support him. "We have won," he whispered, and then he died, a glorious death, which made him envied of all men. As for the Persians, they tried, after this defeat, to land near Athens, but they found the coast guarded and disappeared, and once more the land of Hellas was at peace.